It is currently 58 in Fairfield. We picked up a trace of precipitation so far today. Looking for a high of 60, and scattered showers are possible tonight. I'll have more on the weather after the news. 43-year-old Kenneth E. Bryant of Albion has been sentenced to 4 years in prison after violating his probation on a previous aggravated drunk driving conviction. Bryant had originally been placed on probation after he crashed his vehicle in a DUI accident, injuring a passenger. After violating the terms of his probation, Judge David Franklin resentenced Bryant on the original offense of aggravated DUI, a Class 4 felony. In addition to prison time, Bryant was ordered to serve 1 year of mandatory supervised release and pay a total of $3,173 in mandatory fines, fees, and court costs. He was given credit for 7 days he spent in the county jail awaiting disposition of his case. You may remember Mr. Bryant from a previous Edwards County case in which he was sentenced to prison for shooting and killing Gorgeous the Donkey, an animal owned by Jim and Kathy Markman of rural Albion. After pleading guilty to a Class 2 felony charge of being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, Bryant was sentenced to 12 years in prison. WFIW News Time is 12:17.
Get into autumn with the best fall comforting cocktails from JJ's Package Store. Seasonal flavors like spiced apple whiskeys, Schaller's Mead with mulling spices, New Belgian's Pump Kick Brew, Shock Top's Honey Crisp Apple Wheat, Oktoberfest from Samuel Adams and Leinenkugel, spiced rums to add to your apple ciders, and more. See the new custom wood wine racks at JJ's. Who needs fancy wine storage now when you have your festive occasion station? JJ's Package Store on West Delaware in Fairfield.
Do you just want to go home after a long day at work to relax in a comfortable chair and watch your favorite shows? I can help you with that at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. This is Sean Rush, and I've expanded both our Lazy Boy recliner and media center selections at Rush Appliance. Our Lazy Boy rocker recliner start at $299, our American-made media center start at $149, and we have flat screens to fit any budget. I'll deliver your new furniture today, and you'll be reclining in comfort with your remote tonight. Just come see me at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
One of life's greatest treasures is being together as a family, and there's no other family quite like yours. Let Iconic Studio in Fairfield capture your family's unique style during the fall specials on October 30th and 31st. That's this Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday from 9 to 3. Kids and family in fall or Halloween costumes are encouraged to stop by. Iconic offers start at $25, and digital photos are available only at Iconic Studio in Fairfield. Fire heavily damaged the Sharon Musgrave home at Southeast 6th Street and East Douglas Street in Fairfield on Friday morning. Fairfield Fire Chief Darren Hopper said a ceiling fan in one of the bedrooms caught fire and fell into a mattress, catching the room on fire. Heavy smoke was reported throughout the structure. No one was home when the fire broke out a little after 9 Friday morning. Firefighters remained on scene for less than an hour, helping eject smoke from the house and mop up debris from the blaze. No one was injured. 43-year-old Dallas R. Brose of Fairfield was jailed on a preliminary charge of aggravated domestic battery. Fairfield City Police were called to a residence in the 1100 block of Illinois Avenue shortly before 10 o'clock Thursday night on a report of a woman who had shown up at that residence claiming she had been beaten up by her boyfriend. The alleged victim, Don M. Turner, 45, of Fairfield, told police that her boyfriend, Dallas Brose, had snapped. During an altercation, he is accused of grabbing her around the neck, biting her arm, and throwing her to the floor. Ms. Turner was taken by ambulance to Fairfield Memorial Hospital, where she was treated for her injuries and released. Police could not immediately locate Brose, but continued their search in the neighborhood. At around 1 o'clock Friday morning, police located Brose in the 300 block of West King Street and took him into custody. Brose has been lodged in the Wayne County Jail on a preliminary charge of aggravated domestic battery. There will be a retirement reception in honor of Edwards County Circuit Clerk Patsy Taylor. It will be held Friday, November 13th from 2 to 4 in the Edwards County Courthouse. There will be a group photo and remarks at 3:30. For those who are unable to attend and want to wish Patsy well on her retirement, the cards can be sent to 109 Flower Drive in Albion, 62806. Wabash County Sheriff's Police investigated a three-vehicle crash Thursday at the bridge over Crawfish Creek on Illinois Route 1 north of Mount Carmel. Drivers were identified as Philip J. McCutcheon, 38, of Mount Vernon, Indiana. Robert Fell, 75, of Lafayette, Louisiana, and Gary T. Jesse, 62, of Cuttowa, Kentucky. According to Wabash County Police, a vehicle occupied by Gary and Laura K. Jesse of Cuttowa, Kentucky, was stopped, headed south at the bridge construction site in a 2001 Ford passenger car. Robert Fell in a 2007 Lexus was stopped behind the Jesse vehicle. Then a 2013 Ford F-150 pickup truck driven by Philip McCutcheon failed to stop, striking the rear of the Fell vehicle and shoving it into the Jesse vehicle. Mr. McCutcheon told police he fell asleep at the wheel. Crash happened shortly before 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Gary and Laura Jesse were taken to Wabash General Hospital along with Robert Fell for treatment of injuries sustained in the crash. The bridge was closed for about an hour as police investigated the accident and the wreckage was removed. Traffic charges are pending against Philip McCutcheon. WFIW News Time is 12:21.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. We're proud to continue expanding by offering podiatry services with Dr. Amy Reeder at our McLeansboro Family Clinic location at 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro. Dr. Reeder specializes in foot and ankle health, including skin conditions, peripheral neuropathy, plantar fasciitis, diabetic foot care, and bunion and hammerhead surgery. To schedule an appointment, call 618-988-6034. Dr. Reeder is an independently contracted physician, not an employee of HMA.
October is Women's Health Month. Your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy is your women's health resource. You have concerns, and we can help. Stop in and let us take care of you. Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved. Go to mygnp.com for the nearest location.
Your women's health resource is your Good Neighbor Pharmacy, Shoe Creek Pharmacy in Wayne City.
It's the first annual Wayne County Pumpkin Smash Demolition Derby, and it gets underway starting at 1 this afternoon at the Wayne County Fairgrounds. It's fun for the whole family. There'll be a limited weld class, a weld class, compact class, and power wheels for the kids. Rules can be found on the Cheaters Video Facebook page, and that is today. There will be food available on the fairgrounds lot. Plans have been set for the annual Veterans Day Parade in Fairfield. This year's parade is set for Saturday, November 7th at 3 p.m. That's a week from today. There's a different time than parades in the past. Organizer Clifford Reaver is encouraging all area groups, churches, and organizations to make plans to participate in this year's parade. Lineup will be on North 1st Street and will follow the same route as the homecoming parade. Anyone needing information about the parade or who would like to submit an entry should contact Clifford Reaver at 516-3111. While the winter of 2015-16 is expected to be milder thanks to the effects of El Nino, it's unlikely Illinois will completely avoid the snow and ice that define Midwestern winters. To help people prepare for potentially dangerous winter weather, the Illinois Emergency Management Agency, the National Weather Service, and local emergency management agencies will highlight winter weather preparedness throughout the month of November. There hasn't been a winter in Illinois without at least one winter storm in the past century, said IEMA Director James K. Joseph. Right now, before that first snowstorm or ice event, it's the perfect time to prepare yourself, your home, and your car for winter. Joseph said that includes checking and restocking vehicles, emergency supply kits, which should include items such as blankets or sleeping bags, flashlights with extra batteries, first aid kits, non-perishable snack food, water, sand or cat litter, a shovel, booster cables, and a cell phone charger. IEMA and the National Weather Service and the American Red Cross developed a winter weather preparedness guide that covers winter weather terms and tips for staying safe at home, in the car, and at school. The guide is available on the Ready Illinois website at www.ready.illinois.gov. Winter weather preparedness tips are also posted on the Ready Illinois Facebook page and Twitter accounts. The 2015-16 Travel Adventures Cinema Series, better known as the Travelogue, is returning to Fairfield this year. And this year's lineup will prove to be the most spectacular, as world travelers will take you to the far corners of the earth as they narrate each presentation in person. Travel Adventure Series begins on Thursday, November 5th, with the feature Eastern Canada RV Adventure, the Maritimes and Newfoundland, narrated by John Holland. On January 14th, Superior Land of the Woodland Drummer will be presented by Tom Sterling. On February 18th, it's America's Parklands Number 1 will be presented by Gary Warner. On March the 3rd, England's West Country will be presented by Monty Brown. On April 14th, it's Southern Europe, and that's by Marlon Dara. All five of the programs will be on Thursday evenings at the First Baptist Church in Fairfield. Each presentation begins at 7:15. Season tickets are $30 and available at McDowell, Kenchelow, and Jessup or at the Wayne County Farm Bureau office. This year's Fairfield Travelogue is sponsored by the Wayne County Farm Bureau and the Fairfield Rotary Club. Early Sunday morning is the end of daylight savings time, and that means before you go to bed tonight, to make sure you roll your clocks back 1 hour. The change officially occurs at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. Today, daylight savings time is used to save energy and make better use of daylight. We will resume daylight savings time on Sunday, March the 13th. It's also a good time to check batteries in your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. Fairfield Fireman's Chili Supper has leftovers. They are selling chili by the quart today at the firehouse for $5 a quart. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil is at $39.50. That's up 50 cents since yesterday. Turning now to area desk, Carl Dutch Acord, 63 of Carmi, passed away Friday. Dutch worked in the oil field. He is survived by his wife, Betty, sons Kevin Conkle of Equality and Jonathan Acord of Washington, Indiana, and Robert Mitchell of Carmi, daughters Tabitha Holland of Carmi, Melissa Mullins of Grayville, Jessica Acord of Crossville, and Amber Newman of Carmi, and Heather Bond of McLeansboro. 14 grandchildren, brothers Charles Acord and George Acord of Carmi, and Johnny Acord of Massachusetts, sisters Mary Jordan and Gertie Browning of Carmi, and Wilma Martinelli of Woodstock, Massachusetts. Funeral services for Carl Dutch Acord will be at 1 o'clock Monday at the Stendevac Family Funeral Home in Carmi with chaplain. Burial will be in the Kuykendall Cemetery. Visitation is 1 hour prior to the service at the funeral home. Memorials can be made to help the family defray expenses. 78-year-old McLeansboro resident, formerly of Bradley, Lauren L. Bowman, died Wednesday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. Lauren is survived by his wife, Anna of McLeansboro, one son, Mark Bowman of Bradley, two daughters, Catherine Genovese of Franklin, Tennessee, and Lisa Bach of Rockford. Also surviving are one sister, Helen Campbell of Macedonia, and two brothers, Dwight Bowman of McLeansboro and Eugene Bowman of Enfield. Seven grandchildren and four great-grandchildren also survive. A visitation for Lauren L. Bowman will be held on Monday from 10 to noon at the Schreffler Funeral Home, Kankakee Chapel. Funeral will be held at noon at the Schreffler Funeral Home in Kankakee Chapel. Burial will be in the Kankakee Memorial Gardens. Obituary information was provided by the Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro. 71-year-old Alney resident Daryl Dean Wilson died Friday at his home. Survivors include his wife, Dana Wilson of Alney, three daughters, Darla Elizabeth White, Jody Lynn Scott, and Dana Danielle Miles, a brother, Kenneth Wilson, mother and father-in-law, Danny and Sandra Goldman, sister-in-law, Nicole Dutton, brother-in-law, Ryan Goodman, grandchildren, Jaina and Joe White, Devin Atkinson, and Kira and Chase Miles, plus several nieces and nephews, also survive. Funeral services for Daryl Dean Wilson will be at 3 o'clock Tuesday at the Summers Kistler Funeral Home in Olney. Burial will be in the Crest Haven Memorial Park with military rites at the gravesite. Visitation will be 1 hour before the service time Tuesday at the Summers Kistler Funeral Home in Olney. Memorials can be made to the Hospice of Southern Illinois and will be accepted at the funeral home. 67-year-old Birmingham, Alabama resident Joyce A. Jasek, died Tuesday at St. Vincent's East Hospital in Birmingham. A graveside memorial service will be held at 2 o'clock today at the Pleasant Grove Cemetery here in Fairfield. Those attending should go directly to the cemetery. Memorials in memory of Joyce can be given to the American Heart Association and will be accepted at the Hoselton Funeral Home in Sisney. 68-year-old Fairfield resident Peggy S. Piper died Monday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Peggy S. Piper will be at 10:15 tomorrow at the Rock Community Church with burial in the Cumberland Chapel Cemetery. There's no visitation. The Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of all of the arrangements. Charles Fred Bradshaw, 83, of Carmike, died Monday night at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. Funeral services for Charles Fred Bradshaw will be at 2 o'clock Saturday at the Cherry Street General Baptist Church with burial in the Kingdom Cemetery in Carmi. Military rites will be performed by the Carmi VFW and the American Legion. Friends may call until the service time today at the Cherry Street General Baptist Church. Memorial contributions can be made to the Cherry Street General Baptist Church food pantry and will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, which is in charge of all of the arrangements. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News Time is 12:32.
Hey, folks, it's fall, and that means you need good tires. That's why you should go to Dan's Tire in Carmi. Not only does he have great prices, Dan will rotate them free for you. Don't forget that Dan's will service your tire in the field or on the road. Dan is always ready to answer the phone and has someone standing by to take care of you. That's Dan's Tires, East Main Carmi. 382-8944. For 24-hour service, call 382-8848.
If you can't grow grass on it, pave it. Pave it with asphalt or concrete from Brent and Bill Edwards at O'Daniel Trucking. Call O'Daniel Trucking for a free estimate. A blacktop or cement driveway is not only visually satisfying, it also adds long-lasting value to your home or business. So for quality workmanship and materials and a problem-free driveway, walkway, garage floor, and more, call O'Daniel Trucking in Carmi at 382-5371 and visit odanieltrucking.com. If you can't grow grass on it, pave it.
The WFIW Fairfield area weather for today, a 50% chance for rain and a high of 60. Scattered showers are possible tonight with a low of 50 and mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 68. Outlook for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, partly cloudy on Monday, a high of 72 and low of 48. Sunny skies on Tuesday, Tuesday's high 75 with a low of 52 and mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, Wednesday's high 72 with a low of 55. Yesterday in Fairfield, the high temperature was 61, the overnight low 48. We picked up a trace of precipitation so far today. It is currently 58 in Fairfield. And reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.